Welcome to the journey of following Jesus. As a new believer, you may have heard the following: Jesus doesn't make life free of troubles, but it does promise that he will be with you through it all. Today, we'll explore how to thrive, not just survive, during difficult times. We'll talk about how God wants us to live triumphantly, even when the world feels full of challenges. One of the first things you need to do is understand the struggles. Understanding the struggles. When you start following Jesus, life doesn't always become easier. In fact, Jesus warned that we would face trouble in this world. In John 16:33, he said, "In this world you will have troubles, but take heart, I have overcome the world." This is a key verse because Jesus is telling us that while trouble is a part of life, we don't need to face it alone. He has already conquered the difficulties of life and offers us his peace. The struggles we face don't need to define us or defeat us. In fact, trouble can actually help us grow stronger in our faith if we allow God to work in and through us through those times. Thriving, not striving. Thriving and not striving. So what does it mean to thrive rather than just strive during difficult times? Thriving means flourishing, growing, and becoming stronger in the midst of adversities, while striving means constantly struggling and fighting on your own strength. Without peace or rest, God doesn't want us to strive through life on our own. Instead, he calls us to thrive by trusting in him, resting in his promises, and walking with him every step of the way. Here's how we can do that. You gotta rely on God's strength. Relying on God's strength. We find in Isaiah 40 and 29, it says, "He gives power to the weak, and those who have no might, he increases strength." When you're facing difficulties, you might feel weak or overwhelmed. The good news is that God's strength is available to you when you feel like you can't go on. Instead of relying on your own strength, which will wear out, lean on God's power. Pray and ask him for help. He is always ready to strengthen you when you call on him. The next thing you need to do in order to thrive and not just strive, you need to trust God's plans. Sometimes when things get tough, we may wonder why God is allowing us to go through hard times. But remember this, God has a plan for you, even in the midst of your difficulties. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, "No temptation has taken us, except such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able, but with that temptation will also make a way of escape that we may be able to bear it." No matter how hard things get, trust that God is using even the difficult times for good. It might be hard to see right now, but God is working behind the scenes to shape you, to teach you, and to prepare you for something even better. The next thing, in order to thrive and not strive, is finding peace in Jesus. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, it says this, "We are told, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." When you face anxiety or fear, turn to God in prayer. Talk to him about your struggles and thank him for his faithfulness. Peace isn't the absence of problems, but the presence of God in your life. When you invite him into your situation, he promises to give you peace that doesn't make sense by human standards, peace that guards your heart and your mind. The next thing, in order to walk in striving and thriving instead of striving, is walking in joy, not worry. James chapter 1 verse 2 through 4 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brother and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." This might sound strange at first. How can we consider trials joy? But James is teaching us that difficulties are opportunities for growth. When we endure trials with faith, they build perseverance, which makes us stronger and more complete in our relationship with God. Instead of letting troubles cause worry and fear, we can choose joy, knowing that God is using those times to shape us. Joy is a choice we make based on the truth of who God is and what He promises us. Now, staying connected to God's word will also help you to thrive and not just strive. During difficult times, it's easy to feel distant from God, but this is the time to draw near to Him. Psalms 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light to my path." God's word is your guide through troubled times. It helps you find clarity, strength, direction. Make it a habit to read the Bible every day. Even if it's just a few verses, God speaks to us through His Word. It's powerful. It's a powerful tool to remind us of His promises and to encourage our hearts. And the next thing, in order to thrive and not strive, is building relationship with other believers. Following Jesus is not meant to be done alone. Hebrews chapter 10 verses 24 and 25 says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as someone in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." In tough times, it's important to surround yourself with other believers who can encourage you, pray with you, and help you stay focused on Jesus. The church, the community of believers, is a gift that helps us thrive in difficult times. And last, keep your focus on eternity. Finally, when life gets hard, or gets really hard, remember that this is not the end of the story. 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18 says, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary," which means it's subject to change, "but what is unseen is eternal. The troubles you face are real, but they are temporary. What's coming in eternity when we are with Jesus forever is far greater than anything we face here. Keep your eyes on the eternal prize, knowing that the best is yet to come. To thrive and not strive in troubled times, remember these key truths. Rely on God's strength, not your own. Trust that God is working everything, every situation for your good. Pray for peace and trust in the promises of God. Choose joy even in hardship because it produces growth. Stay grounded in God's word for guidance and encouragement. Be part of a community of believers who support and strengthen you. And look beyond this life to the eternal hope we have in Christ. When you live with these truths in mind, you will find that you can not only survive during troubled times, but you can thrive in them, becoming more like Jesus and drawing closer to Him. Stay strong, keep your eyes on Jesus, and trust that He is with you every step of the way.